Hello and welcome. I am Jason with
Kailani.
And this is the We Are In for the Night podcast, where we're going to go ahead and give you some backstory about this podcast. So every night I make you watch, in your opinion, a bad movie, right?
Yes.
And why are they bad movies?
Because they're the same and they're old.
Well, they're not. I'll concede that they're old on average. At the same, I mean, that we can debate on a off air.
Well, it's either like a boxing movie or a fighting movie or a shoot 'em up movie,
which is pretty much what the 90s were comprised of. So, yeah, I like movies from the 90s, typically mid 90s, if not older. I'm an 80s kid too, so I love that kind of stuff. And our age difference is not great enough for you to not have an appreciation for these movies, so I don't understand why you don't like them.
Well, because I want to see something new.
Yeah, I mean, we do see new things.
Not really.
No?
No.
Not okay, this is the thing. Late at night, typically, you fall asleep much earlier than I do. And I said typically because we did have a rare occasion recently where I fell asleep earlier. But you usually go to bed before I do, and I am stuck watching whatever we agree to. You know, you're out the first third, and I watch two-thirds of it myself, so I don't think that's very fair. So I put
that's
on some...
That's not true. You'll change it.
Yeah, I know.
So, and then we're stuck with it.
We never watch the end, and then I'm stuck trying to figure out how Drew Barrymore worked out her problems.
That's your problem.
All right. Well, this is why... long story short here, this is why I pick what we go to sleep to and you're not a fan of. So this podcast is going to be a little bit of the conversation of bad movies, your opinion of bad movies, or what you think of the movies I make you watch late at night. So, hope you guys enjoy this. Last night, I picked what I think is a gem. Now, I haven't seen this movie since 1998 when it premiered. It premiered against Titanic and was a box office failure, but is considered by many to be a masterpiece. What? Explain the movie we watched last night. I'm not going to tell you guys what it is yet. I'm going to let Kailani explain what it's about and see if you can understand it, the title guessing maybe, based on her description. Go ahead.
I don't remember what we watched last night.
So we're doing a podcast on movies we watched last night, and you can't recall what we watched last night? No. Well, this is a hell of an inaugural episode, isn't it? All right, well, at least we're in high spirits around here. Well, let me give you the great big reveal. We watched Dark City.
Oh, yeah.
So it left an imprint on you, I see. What, weren't a big fan?
I mean, it's okay, I guess.
How much of it were you awake for?
Not much.
You had to be, because I looked over at you about 30 minutes in and I said to you, do you like this? And you kind of, well, maybe you just lied to me to cover your tracks, because you were like, eh. And I thought, okay, maybe you were on the rails. That you maybe were into it and possibly not. Now I know you were completely bullshitting me and you were totally out, huh? Yeah. Okay, well, I'll let you know what I thought of it. And I thought that it wasn't as good as I remembered it to be. And that movie really stuck with me. I think I told you the story that I convinced my high school girlfriend to go see that as opposed to Titanic on Valentine's Day weekend when it opened up. So that's kind of the relevance that movie has in my life when I first saw it. But over the years, I've held it in high regards because it is a good movie. Alex Proyas directed it, who did The Crow. I know this means nothing to you at all. I love when I do this all the time. I try to sell you what we're going to watch, and I give you like all its accolades, and I might as, and it's like, what?
No, it's not what. It's just, I get it, but you always do it, so I'm used to it. So I wait for you to get through your spiel.
Knowing that we're going to watch what I want to pick and watch. Anyways.
Always. It ends with that anyway.
Yeah, I can't disagree with that. All right, well, that's why we watched it last night, was because it had been 20 years since I had seen it. I wanted to go back and revisit it, and as you stated at the top, I watch old stuff a lot. Mm-hmm. We watch a lot of new stuff.
No. When? What's new stuff to you? 2000?
Get out of this. Yeah, well, I mean, the year 2000 or like the 2000s?
No, the early years of 2000s.
I mean, I prefer to go farther back than that, to be honest with you. Really?
No, I'm saying recent. That's the most recent type of movies we watch.
You're out of your mind.
Unless we go to a movie theater.
You have a right to say that, but I don't fully agree with you. I'll say that in my defense. And well, that's going to wrap up our inaugural episode of We're In for the Night podcast with Jason and
Kailani.
We'll be back with you next time telling you what we watched last night.